Hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, a brand new podcast where I have the privilege of praying for you 365 days a year, anchored by a daily scripture, verse by verse. And this is the 00 episode, so I just want to talk a little bit about why I'm doing Pray Every Day and how crazy that sounds to me even as I say it out loud. Of course, I pray every day, but I don't podcast every day, and this will be an interesting experiment and one that I hope will be a gigantic blessing for you. So how this started, it actually has its roots in my newsletter that I send out every month. For about 8 years now, I've been praying for the people in my newsletter, and I end it by, "Mind if I pray for you?" And I insert their name into the prayer, and I received so many different requests for a book of those prayers. And so I started writing more prayers just because they were really blessing people, and I was so grateful for that. And eventually I decided that after I'd received a couple of letters in the mail asking me to write this book of prayers for people every day, I began to shop that idea about 2 or 3 years ago, and it took several years before I was able to find a publisher, Harvest House, who published the book, and that became Jesus Every Day. It takes you through the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and I pray based on scripture every day. And so if that's something that interests you, you can pick that up wherever books are sold, Jesus Every Day. But this is a companion to that, because I feel like reading a prayer is one thing, but hearing a prayer is another thing. And when I am praying for other people, I often do that through email. When I receive, you know, a prayer request from someone, I will pray through email. But there is nothing like praying out loud and having that privilege of especially being in the moment with someone. Recently, I was at a weekend where I was able to teach and was talking about my own story, which is a difficult but amazing one because God is so good. And I had several people come up to me afterwards and tell me their stories. And it was such a great feeling and joy to be able to put my hand on their shoulder and ask if I could pray for them and pray for them in person. So this is my way of doing that with you every single day. And it will not be long. So this is just, I'm going to go through one verse, one Bible verse, and we're going to go through a book together. So we're going to start with the book of Philippians, and I will read, the first one will be Philippians 1:1. And based on that, I will pray a prayer for you. It won't be long. It'll be a couple minutes maybe. And you can have your daily prayer. You can listen to it on your way to work. You can listen to it while you work out. You can listen to it very briefly while you're cooking. If you're a really fast cook, it can do that. Or you can bunch them all together and have whole bunches of prayers. And eventually what we would like to see is we would like to build a community here with Pray Every Day. And so on marydemuth.com, there is a little icon on the right-hand side that has a microphone. And I would love to hear either your prayer requests or your answers to prayer based on the prayers that I've been praying, or just how God has been faithful to you. And so that's not going to start right away, but I just wanted to let you know that that's going to be a part of it. Hopefully, as this community grows, then as you share your prayer request with the greater and greater community and the broader community, so many people are going to be praying for you. And wouldn't that just be amazing? I'm creating Pray Every Day because I believe not only in the power of prayer, but I believe in the power of God to answer prayer. And I have seen God answer my prayers over and over again. Now, a caveat is that he doesn't always answer in the way I want him to. And I've learned the longer I've been praying, the more I've been allowing God to be creative in the answering of my prayers. And so it used to be that I would give God an assignment and say, "Okay, God, here's my prayer request and you must answer it this way." And now I've been more aware of the creativity of God, and I'm more willing to say, "Lord, here's my prayer request. And please hear it. Please take it off my shoulders. I'm tired of bearing the weight of it, but please answer it in a way that you find joyful, that might be something outside of my box that I don't understand." And that's been kind of my experience over the years, has been that God has answered my prayers, but not always in the way that I expected him to. And that's made the adventure far more exciting to me. And so that's how we're going to do it, verse by verse, starting February 1st. We're going to go through the book of Philippians, probably February, March, April, May, and then I'll choose another book. If you have one that you would like me to go through, just let me know. Either in the show notes, there'll be a place to comment, or through that little audio thing on the right-hand side of marydemuth.com. And I just want to thank my mastermind group, who they helped me come up with this idea. They were instrumental in really crafting this whole idea of praying for you every single day. And I cannot tell you how excited I am for the privilege of being able to storm heaven's gates on your behalf, to ask God to intervene in your broken places, to ask Him for restoration of relationships, for Him to remove the scales from your eyes, for Him to tell you the truth when you've been listening to lies. And this is just such a powerful, amazing avenue that God has gifted us to be able to pray for other people. And I hope that you can hear the excitement in my voice about this, because it is such a holy privilege to be able to pray for you. So the podcast is called Pray Every Day. And I hope that it will be a sincere and true blessing to you as you walk with Jesus every day. So let's kick this off by prayer, shall we? Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, I pray for those listening to this zero episode of Pray Every Day. And I pray, Father, that you would show us the lies that we've been believing that are not true, and take away that voice in our head that has been telling us that we'll never amount to anything, and we'll never get to what we want, and our relationships will always be bad, and all the pain that is associated with that. I pray for truth. I pray for life. I pray for freedom. I pray for grace. Help us to choose forgiveness today to those who have wronged us. Help us to understand that the nearness of God is our good. Help us to react better to our loved ones when we would rather retaliate. Give us holy space to be able to hear your voice in this chaotic and loud world. Oh Lord, we need to know today that you love us. We just need to know that. And I know that you show us in small ways and large, but so many times it's those little ways that are shaped like us that we know that you see us. So I pray for the person listening to here today, that you would just absolutely, completely show them that you love them, that you are there, that you are near, that you are a God who loves those who are your children. Thank you that you leave the 99 and chase the one. And I pray for those who are listening today that may be far from you. And I thank you that you have not forsaken them, that you haven't turned your back, that you are actually the one who leaves the 99 sheep and finds the one that's astray. So thank you for that, for being that pursuing God who chases after us. Help us to have that picture in our mind today as we go about our work. Thank you, Jesus, for your love, your sacrifice on the cross, and your greatness and your goodness. I pray all this in the powerful, strong name of Jesus. Amen. So thanks for listening to Pray Every Day. When life overburdens you, unburden yourself through prayer. God is listening.